אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם. ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם, כל איש ישראל. The pasuk is coming to say, "Atem nitzovim." What Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to say, "Atem nitzovim ayom." So Rashi brings down, "Melamed shekinsam Moshe lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'yom Moshe leachnisam bebris." So Rashi brings down in pasuk Yud Beis, "Ad kan pirashti lifi pshul." ומדרש הגודל, לא מוניס מחופר שעשאתם ניצובים לקלולויס, לפי ששומו ישראל מאו קלולויס, חוסר שתיים חוץ ממנטס, הויריקו פניהם, אמרו מיוחו אלה עמוד באלו, התחיל מוישה לפי שומעתם ניצובים היום, הרבה יחסתם למוקוים, ולא יוסר אסכם קלויו, והרי אתם כיומים לפונו. כלל ישראל לא יריקו פניהם. So, we'll have to understand, what is the יריקו פניהם of כלל ישראל? Why they felt like that? What they felt like that? But, this is the יריקו פניהם. כבר ישראל, ריקו פני, סעיר מוצא פשט, עושה לי דבן אבונס, כבר ישראל, is when a person goes into a school, there's two kind of schools. Abosha, if you go into a home, for people that are not normal, have your neighbors, now Baruch Hashem, they change the laws, the old days, you know, what they do if someone doesn't behave, they tie it into the bed. If he really is wild, they beat him up. Right? You open a school in some different neighborhoods, that's what they will do there. They'll make sure the kids behave. When you go to a college, they don't hit. Why? Why in college they don't have sticks and strings? If the student doesn't behave, they will tie him up. What is the difference? The answer is, and the place that the school is to teach the people how to behave, if not, there will be animals. We need to have sticks. You want or you don't want, we're planning to make a person out of you. College, you come, you want to be a student. You want to become a doctor. We don't have to hit you. It's your privilege that you're accepted to the college. Or punish if you don't want. You're just not getting your grades. Clarice also said, we taught, so in the first school, when you walk into the school, if you see sticks and weapons, you know that is not a college. This is a, maybe, Korea, you know, they're trying to teach the people to do behave new, you know, China maybe they have such kind of schools to remake the citizens of the country to behave. So if you go into a school and you see on the teacher's table sticks, weapons, you know, what kind, you go in and you see notes and computers, you know you came to a Choshbe college. So we taught the Torah is like a college. What are these punishments? Obviously, we're just not right people, we're animals, and if we don't behave, he's going to punish us. What will be? They don't know what to do. This one was clearly Saul. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu had. As one person that will beat up his son if he misses college. Again, in a school, in a place that people don't behave, they punish. In the college, there's no punishment. So Klal Yisrael wonders, so why are we getting punished if we don't behave? If the whole thing here is like a college, ki chokmasem ubinaschem ben ha'amim, so why is 98 klolos? It looks like it's a home for mishugoyim, that you have to make sure that we behave. Hashem asks them, you're right. When you go into a school, if you see weapons, you know this is not a college. If you see just computers and pencils, you know it's a college. But there's one place that they hit even if you don't go to college. The father hits his son if he misses college, because his father wants his son to become a doctor. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, "Atem nitzovim kulchem ayom lifnei Hashem Elokeichem." You have to understand, it's lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. I gave you the Torah, but I love you. I care about you. So it's no option to say, okay, if I don't want it. Why? If it's only ki chokhmasem ubinaschem, so good to be a Talmid Chochem, but Hashem, Yiborim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. The father punishes his son if he doesn't go to the college. The father punishes the son if he doesn't behave. But there's another Havana, and I want to explain. Rabbi Niena in Shari Tshuva brings down, I think, in the Ikar Arba'is, I'm sure you already learned. Hello, Shari Tshuva, what? So in Shara 14, Averis HaKalos. It's busy about a person that has to do Tshuva and the Averis HaKalos. And Rabbi Yehuda speaks four reasons why a person has to do Tshuva and the Averis HaKalos. And the first reason he says, Ki eina isur mipnei chumras ha'aveiro, ela mipnei chumras ha'metzave. I will explain a little bit what Rabbi Yehuda means. Saddam Hussein tells you to take off your glasses. If you don't take it off, he takes off your head with your glasses, right? Now, if Saddam Hussein tells you don't do Gilar Arayas, what happens if you do the Gilar Arayas? He also kills you. There's a difference when you don't listen to him. If you take out your tongue to him, chop you up in a second. If he tells you bend, you say, I don't want to bend, kill you, chop you to pieces. No difference if you do that or you will steal. So Rabbi Yehuda, the first reason for the Averis HaKalos, why the beginning of Tshuva is an Averis HaKalos, when a person does a Tshuva and the Averis HaChamuros, it doesn't mean that he has Yirah Shemayim. Doesn't mean it at all. For sure, he knows Hashem punishes. He understands, like in this country, I think, if you kill, then you go to jail. You don't go to the army, they try to arrest you. Yeah, it's not so bad. Laundry money, worse. But that's Saddam Hussein. I'm not scared from them and the level that I'm scared from Saddam Hussein. I understand there's wrong things and there's a system. And the system punishments. Some people look at the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is a system. Someone who controls this thing. And if you misbehave, he will take care of you. That is not Yirah Shamayim. That is Yirah HaSistem. And you believe that Hashem is running the system. It's also something. When a person feels that the Averis HaKalos, there's no difference. There's no difference if waking up late and saying Krishna after this man is doing 10 Gilui Arayos in the same day. You think by Saddam Hussein you would get punished different? You'll be chopped off anyways. If a person feels more guilty in the bad things than the good things, Again, these things you can say sometimes in public. Some people say, okay, so it's like the saying Krishna, okay, so now I can do the rest also. That is Darke Hashem Yishorim Tzadikim Yerichu Bogo Yishorim Yikosh. But if a person will realize and will take to himself and put together with himself that Havana, that understanding, to Andal Zach and Gantz, when a person will understand that. So, what is important, the person has to understand that Aviras HaKalas, this is the Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not like what he's, people think when you read his Rabbi Yehuda, he just means, just like to give you Musar. Yeah, don't think Aviras HaKalas are easy. Ein ze lechoymer ha'aveir, lechoymer ha'metzavim. I mean, Yehuda explains when a person starts to look, when a person starts to do tshuva, he thinks, you know, I will start with the Aveiras HaChaburas. No, I'm not saying, try to find the Aveira Kala and to relate yourself to the Hashem like Saddam Hussein. I don't mean Saddam Hussein. There's no chance not to listen. It's not optional. A person has to know where to do the tshuvas of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Aveiras HaKalas, if he's doing the tshuva, and he decides to start to say Krishna Alamita that he never said. So it means he understands is a Saddam Hussein, it's not two options. But in the end, Hashem will forgive or give less and more. And it's taka like that. By not listening to Hashem, well, you think Hashem is less than Saddam Hussein. There's no difference. If you don't listen to the king, it's over. There's no aviris kalis v'chamuris. L'choy me'ametzavet. That is the first Rabbi Yehuda. Then he says three more reasons. He says another reason he says, Aveir Kala, maybe it's Kala. He says a person has a string made from silk. One second. But if you take 500 strings of silk, you put them together, there's no way to tear it. You can have bridges stand in these kind of things, with plastic. Right? This is the way it works in the world. And sometimes, you take this, like plastic or something, you make like 100 little strings, and it becomes very strong, stronger from one big piece of metal or something. It says, the Aveira Chamua, how many times did the Aveira Chamua? Once? Twice? Aveira Kala, a guy could 500 times a day, not the Bechavad and Hashem Hashem. 500 times. He says, in the end of the day, it's stronger from the Aveira Chamua. Then another reason he brings down, this is the Rabbi Yehuda, that if a person is a tzaddik gomor, and one thing he doesn't keep. Now, it doesn't mean one thing he falls, one thing he doesn't keep. But this I don't. Hari porak oiladunav me'oilav ve'nechshav lemumar ledavar echod ve'impoishim mikosh. It says, kol ha'ivar ha'vera v'shona bo'inasis lo'ikeheta. A lot of times the ha'vera sekal has become by you, so I don't have to. A person, I tell you, this is someone that almost a year ago passed me some money to my account. Got like 15,000 shekels. I thought it's a mistake. Maybe I had a reason to do it. Another month. That doesn't make sense. It's wrong. It's right. Another month. Wrong. Right. But you know, Nasa look ahead, otherwise he sends me. Came before Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah. My rabbi told me, I said, take care of it. Otherwise, it's not our money. The guy is not giving us money. Makes sense. But you know, you already spend the money, it's already going into your account. Push it up, you know, maybe I'll take care of it, but I mean it. I said, no. When he says, if you don't do true before Rosh Hashanah, went to the person's house. Speak to them. And I said, by the way, you know, so the attacker, I have to take care of it. I remember now how the mistake happened. So I said, so you want your money back? He said, no, you could keep it. When you do the right thing and you take the azus to do it, if you want me to give back 150,000 shekel that I don't have anymore, so there's no way that I give it back. But you decide that is the right thing. He deserves it. He will ask for it. What is what you will do? So it works out. A person doesn't have to be scared. Hashem wants him to see. So I think maybe this is a shtick of more oimek in atem mitzofim ayom kulchem lifnei Hashem elekeichem. And those are pshat. Hiriku pneim. What, such bad people, such big anshim? Moshe told him, atem nitzovim lifnei Hashem elekeichem. I don't understand what you want. It's in the king's house. Yeah, ask someone by Saddam Hussein, what do you do if you don't bring lunch? Cooked in hot water. What do you do if you don't bring supper? Freeze you in a freezer. I don't know, Mr. Saddam had a list of all interesting ideas. But everyone wanted to be the one that is working there. Hashem said to them, clearly so, the punishments are not because you're slaves and you're in the back of the jungle and I'm treating you like animals and I'm punishing you so strong. Just a little bit switching. The punishments are for the punishments from the people in the highest position that if they do a small little thing, they get killed. What, we're such bad people. You walk into a house, you say, your father says, if you do that, you'll get 10 times with a stick. If you do that, I will burn your hands. Yeah? You think, who knows what the father is talking about? He wants you to arrest him. Then you come in, you realize he's giving his son to be in charge and a Tams bomb that could destroy the whole world. And he's giving him this huge power. And he explains that one mistake here is millions of people are killed. There's no monkey business. There's no way back. So the Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains, if a person does one aveira, he's mach. The way Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains it, you know, we have to be careful. We speak in the media. But he says, when a person does one aveira, is mach rivoy lomis. He says, kivyochol, he says, we have rishoyim that destroyed a lot of people in this world. And one aveira, klapi de ribayin shalem, you mach rivoy, a yid, what could mach rivoy lomis, boilom ha'am, it's more from what you're looking and destroying in this world. You think Hitler deserves punishment? You deserve the same. You're machiv tpanei alamas. For Hashem, both things are alamas. So Hashem answered them. They taught that the punishment is for the lower. L'choymer aveiret, like Rabbi Yehuda says. And such bad punishments for bad aveiret. He said, we're such bad people. The answer is l'goydel ha-metzaveh. L'goydel ha-metzaveh. This is the oimek. But Rashi brings down, shoyiriku pneyem. They said, how? What is going on here? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem elokeichem. It's a different thing. It's a different matzav. Pasuk is mamshich. Pin Yeshbochem Isho Isho, a Mishpacho Ishevet, Pinum Eim Hashem Elokeichem, says like this. Kiatim Edatim Hashem Yeshavnu Beretz Mitzrayim Beshlishi, Vatiru Eshikutseim Vesgululeim Eitz Voeven Kesev Vesov Vasher Imoem. Vatiru Eshikutseim Vesgululeim Eitz Voeven Kesev Vesov Vasher Imoem. So the Pasuk is listing four kinds of Avodah Zarah. Eitz v'Even, Kesev v'Zov Asher Imoy. Cheap. Rashi says, V'tiru, as Shikutzeim v'Zgulaleim, Eitz v'Even, Kesev v'Zov Asher Imoy. So first Rashi says, Pshat, Eitz v'Even, everyone sees. It's cheap. So they don't hide it. Kesev v'Zov Asher Imoy were very expensive. Avodah Zarah, that is in the safe, in the house. So it's not the Eitz v'Even you see outside. And these are inside. Rashi is mamshich. V'tiru eshikutzeyem al shem shem me'usim kishkotzim. Gilulayim shemasrichim umeusim kegolo. It's one of the only times that the Torah speaks not in a clean lashon. Vatiru eshikutzeim. Vezgiruleim, like Gilolim. There's the reason we say a shikta. From where the lashon of shikta came out. Shikta. Oh, the chog, the yatza. All these things come. Today we call Chazal say mikanda letzinusa de la v'dezora es muta. So lechura, this pasuk is coming to tell you, pen yesh bochem isha isha, that wants to do it. So why here is the place that the Torah calls it shikutzeim v'giluleim? Ki atem yodatem, we sat in Mitzrayim, v'tiru es shikutzeim v'giluleim, you saw the shkotzim in the glolim, means the v'dezora, yeah? And maybe you want to do it. Here is when a Torah is talking to the person that is pulled to do Avodah Zarah. Why you call it Vatiru Shikutzeim Vezgiluleim? The answer is the Torah is coming to teach us a huge yesod. A person thinks sometimes, Shkatzim, Glalim, doesn't talk to me. I could go in Tel Aviv. It looks to me like animals. Lo medaber elai. The Torah says, you remember when you're in Mitzrayim, you said this shkutzim glulim, remember? Maybe you will do it. Be careful not to do it. I mean, he said a lot of times in Shmuzim. Rosoito bekilkulo yaziratzmo min hayayin. If you would ask me, if I hear about a seita that's about to blow up in a couple of hours, I will go to every risk school of risk kids, put them in buses, look what happened to a girl that she did, look, boom! And she will spritz all over the place. It's the last time the kids will do something. The Torah says, Rosh Seita Bekilkulo Yazi Ratsa Minayai. Why? You're the next one to do it. I'm the next one to do it? Yes, you're the next one to do it. I said, with a famous story with that guy that was drinking, remember? He drinks the whole time. He's not a shield. He says, kids didn't know what to do. By night, he would go to the pub. One night, the kids are coming back from home and they see this guy drunk, without clothes, in the mud, and the kids are stuffing him with mud like all the sides. He said, give up. We'll show our father how he looks. They run to the house, and the father looks at this shikur, naked. The kids are stuffing him with mud. He's rolling in the street. The father's looking. He's like looking. They say, okay, it worked. And they see the father is bending down to him. They were sure now the father is screaming at him. And they will tell him, this is the way you look. They went to listen. The father asked him, will you buy this good wine? Azeidus. Shikutzeim v'giruleim. A person thinks, he reads a newspaper. Nah, I'm just listening how they're busy with the shtusim. And you the next morning, you'll be there. They'll tell. Person has to know. So it's the Torah says a person thinks a lot of times it's enough that I look at it down, that I push it down. It's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. But two of you could say is glam, it's for heaven, kesa bezov, asher imoy. Person has to be very careful. Not to, and the pasuk is mamshich. For hoya b'shomo is divrei ha'ola, azriz is borach lemol sholem ili, ki b'shriru sli b'elech leman sfois, ha'rovo es atzmeo. What is leman sfois, ha'rovo es atzmeo? So Rashi says, ha'rovo shoyge, Tzmer Shu'isa Midas. So the Choshev Ramban. Ramban says, Ben Yesh Bochem. Upirush Leman Sfois HaRovo Es Atzmer. Lehoisif asveo im amisavo. הטעם, כי נפש האדם הרובו שאינו מסעבו לדבורים הרואים לו. A person, remember this Ramban, the famous base of the Gerebe, but one first, this Ramban, Ramban says like this, a person really doesn't have a cheshik for bad things. כאשר טובי בליבר קצס הטייבו, והוא ימל את האבוסוי, אז יוסיף בנפשוי טייבו יסירו, ותהיה צמאו מאוי לדוב ראו שאוכל. או שאוסו יסו מברישוינו. ותתו עוד לדבורים רואים שלא יסו מסעב אליהם מתחילו. I'm just reading רמבה. כי המסעב אל זימס הנושים היופויס. כשיש שוטוף בזימוסון, תביאו תאי ולא בוי על הזוכר ועל הבאים. We're all the time wondering how we have these crazy people. But do these crazy things, you know. It's not even a taiva. Zog the Ramban. When you feel yourself in the wrong taivas, a new taiva wakes up. You ask him from where it comes. Because he did different things. V'kayo yitze b'shar ha-taivas. וכעניין שהזכירו עבר קוטן יש לי בעוד המסביר אירוע מריב או יסווה ולא כן יהיה מרקוס ובהלוך באשר עשתי בו ישהו אם ימה לנפשוי בטייבוס השרירוס ישחק שהוא צום עליהם יוסיף נפשוי הרווה או ימצווה כי ישאבה ויצמח למה שיסווה ממנו רמבן learns a person will do bad, he will want more bad. It was a Yid that came to the Ger Rebbe, and listen very carefully. He told the Ger Rebbe he doesn't have cheshek to learn. So the Ger Rebbe told him, Imre Mesut, Bechreach la'asis lo cheshek v'teirev yirashamayim, u'mitoich sheloi lishmo bo lishmo, ומידותוי ומרובו ממידס פורוניאס, וקל וחומר, ומה שעל ידי שאולי לך אחרי שלירוס ליבוי, ספוי סערווי או סצאימו, נוילד לו יחשק גם לטייבס מגונויס, שנפש האודו ממאסס, כמו שכוסב הרמב״ן. פרק חופטס, פוסק יודחס, קל וחומר בקדושו, שעל ידי הרגילוי בלימודי התירו, תביאיו לידי חשק אמיתי. says, מידותויבו, מרובו ממידס פורוניאס. If a person, here you have a chumash. Three more here of you. If a person, the same way the Ramban says, that when a person starts, and maybe he needs more, and is it's so poshut, we see in our generation, yeah? You're young. But, you know, when I was your age, when a person made a simcha, sheva brachas, and a house, the chasanas that I went to were today in halls that maybe you make sheva brachas. And people did not need more. And that's been only world-wise, yeah? Cars. The best car 20 years ago was less than the biggest shmata today. And that's speaking only that the guy needs it klape to show out. Even if he's on vacation somewhere, yeah, he needs a car. He can't just, it's not good for him. People live in small houses. Today, yeah, every building is bigger from the other one. And people need it. The taiva of the person just grows the whole time. First, Hashem made a person, he made the taiva to grow, like the Ramban. But not only that, even in a krum way, he says a human being will not want to live with an animal. But if he will be with Zimas Noshim, he will want it. He will develop a new taiva. So the guy came to Ger Rebbe, he said, you're right. But if you will give yourself the ruchnis diketaiva, and you will sit and learn, b'meile you will get the Ozerol, and the Ozerol will come. That is the Metzias. But you have to do it. פוסק אז ממשיך, והיו כי יבואו אליך כל הדבורים היו להברוכו והכלולו, ושבתו עד השם אלוהיכך, ושמעתו בקולו, ושוב השם אלוהיכך יש משעסך. וראו משיכו, ושבתו ושוב. זה ושבתו, ושוב השם אלוהיכך יש משעסך, ורח מיכו ושוב וקיבצך מכל העמים. אז אני לדוידי, ודוידי לי. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but when we go over to him, then he goes back to us. And the pasuk is Mamshich. V'omar adoiro achroi. ואנוכי אשר יובי מארץ רחוקה, ורואו אסמק יסעור את צהוב ואסתכלוהר, ופריס ומלח שריף וכל ארצו. ואומרו כל הגוי מלמי עושה השם כוחו לאורץ הזו, ישמח אורי אוף הגדול הזה. ואומרו על אשר עוזבו אסבריס השם אליקים, אשר קורס עם הבויז יעשם בבריס. סבור לזה בבריתך הבריס כמולי, אז מה זה ויימו עדי רואה אחרי? Why? Everything is good. We're bad people, we get clueless. Ve'omar adoi ro'achoi. What is adoi ro'achoi? So Reb Chaim would say that all of the first doiras was no chutzpah. People even didn't ask the question why Hashem did. Hashem does. Only the doiachoi, bonim asher yakumu, al mechoi, why so much? Says the first generations, we knew we're wrong. But the Rachon will be such a chutzpah. Hashem said, so much. We know. Like I said, Godel HaMetzave. Don't ask, Al Mechor Ya'af HaGodel HaZeh. Then the pasuk is Mamshich. כי המצווה הזו זה שרנוכי מצבך היום לא נפלסי ממחו ולא ירחוי כוי. לא יבא שומיים לימור מיעל אלונו השומיימו ויקוחנו אלונו וישביינו ונעשנו. ולא ימעבר ליום מלימור מיעבר אלונו על עבר היום ויקוחנו אלונו וישביינו ויסו ונעשה. כי קורא ולכו הדובר מאויד בפיחו ובלבוב כל הסיס. There's a big argument in the Rishonim, big machlokes, what is כי המצווה הזו זה שרנוכי מצבך היום לא נפלסי ממך ולא ירחוק. לא נפלסי ממך ולא ירחוק. לא בשמיים להם, ומיאל אלונו השמיים ויקוחנו לו וישמיעי. If it goes on תלמותו, if it goes on all of the שירה. But this פסוק, these three פסוקים, when we come up to the שמיים after 120, on all of the sides of the buses, there trains that go to the Gan Eden, it's this three psukim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazo, it's machlekes, if it goes on tshuva, or it goes on limud ha-Torah, lo yirechoyko imumcho, lo yiflesi mimcho, lo yibashomayim, lo yimeiver hayom. A lot of times in life we say, but we can't, it doesn't make sense, I can't. And Hashem is telling you, I'm telling every person, לאי רחוי כהי ממחו ולאי נפלס הי ממחו. He said over a story on Rabzama le Mivaloji. He needed a safer. Namish needed it. And it was on top in the closet. And it was a ladder that he had to pick up, that 10 people could pick up that ladder together. And he couldn't get there. And he walked in the room. לא ירחו איקו היא ממחו, ולא ימעבר הים, לא ירחו איקו כי כל רוי ולכו הדובו. And he went to the ladder and he picked it up and he climbed it. Hashem said it's possible. Don't say it's impossible, I can't. Remember, I could. I could know Shas. I could know Bavli. I could know Yerushalmi. I could know everything. I know everything in the world, you could say, yeah, Hashem is telling everyone. Now, you have to understand, if these lines are written down, it doesn't mean, I will not tell now, Yitzi, you know, the standard is not far away from you. For sure it's not far away from you. It means, Hashem is telling us, I know that you will feel Me'ever Ayal. I know you will feel Bashomayim. And the Gemara says, Le Bashomayim, Aval Imi Bashomayim, we have to go to the Shomayim. If it would be Me'ever Ayal, we would have to go Me'ever Ayal. Aval Korei V'lecho Adon Amarei. Beficho Bilvov Chol Asos. If you do, Bezat Hashem, we have the Siyata Nishmaya. And again, some Rishonim hold is going on Tshuva, if we'll have it here. Ken Mitzvah. Al Kol HaTeira Kulo. This is the first pshat. This is Rashi's pshat. It's the Ramban brings down. Aval HaMitzvah Hazo Yisad HaTshuva HaNizkeret V'Shavta Al Hashem Elekecho. So it's two Me'alchim. All that goes on Mitzvah Sayoyim. Or they get a kol ha'teru kulo. Ramban learns it's going in Mrs. Tshuva, and the Pashas will learn it goes on kol ha'teru kulo. But we have to remember, lo yirechoi koi, ve lo yimeiver hayam, ki v'ficho bilvov kol ha'asis. Good Shabbos.
Our next year.